Afrikaanse gemeente en daai kant van het ons in Afrikaans begin het, het nog baie grace vir my, so, en daar gaan ons weer, so, maar ek neem ons aan, ons sal mekaar hier kruisig hier so nie, en ek onthou toe ons die Afrikaanse dienst begin het, was het, ek denk het was een zwaarder vir my gewees,
used to be anymore, it's more people now, more services now, and that's also a milestone for this church this year, that we can praise God. It feels like we're a bit more scattered, but hang on there, God is on a, mission. And, I remember when we started the Afrikaans service as well.
It voelde ons as we wegraping plaatsgevind het.
You like it's nice and cuddly, and we are a lot here, and it looks better, but then when you start the two services, suddenly, okay, where's all the people? But that's for the kingdom, and we're reaching more people now, and I want to really encourage you, you're doing great here, we're excited about where the church is going in Namibia, where God has called us for our mandate, for our part, what we are supposed to do, shofar in Namibia, we're excited to see, and even how God is bringing churches together, how people work together, we were sitting the other day in a coffee shop, now we normally meet,
maar ons is weg en ons het teruggekom en terwijl ons
in Angola was en die Heere begon praat
my, sê die Heere,
swak op mond is been
gaan terug, vermeerder, versterk en die mag.
We were sitting around the table
en ek geloof die Heere is bezig om wat te doen hierdie jaar deels,
en Neil van den Berg, de MD, we all know him from Channel 7 was there,
en ons begin
discussing the
in besit neem,
upcoming December services and our contribution, all the churches,
en hy is looking at this whole picture and he said to us,
no, I have to take a photo of this. I have to post this on Channel 7's webpage or on Facebook. Because in all of Namibia, I've not seen this, where people sit around the table and talking about certain common things. And yes, we do disagree about certain things, that doesn't make us, but we realize that there's more in common that we can work together in some areas. And praise God for that, you know. I really trust that God will continue to build His kingdom. But for us, so far in Namibia, we need to understand where our mandate is and what God has called us, where He's equipped us,
and
let's run with passion in that.
I want to share with you the cells with us.
By the way, thank you for this. We didn't get cold in Kedom, so this is a few privileges this morning.
Only get water.
But thank you. If you want to turn with me to John 2 this morning, John 2 verse 13,
I'm talking about
passion for His house.
Ek en jy kan deel in dit wat God doen, en ons sien die mense wat bygevoeg word, ons sien die harte wat verander is.
Now the Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem, and He found in the temple those who sold oxen and sheep and doves, and the money changers doing business. When He had made a whip of cords, He drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money and overturned the tables. And He said to those who sold
doves,
take these things away, do not make My Father's house Then His disciples remembered that it was written, zeal for your house has eaten me up. Zeal for your house has eaten me up. I remember when I read this the first time, and God started ministering to me about that last part of that scripture. Zeal for your house has eaten me up. And I want to talk to you about that. About that last sentence, zeal for your house has eaten me up. When Jesus walks into the temple, have we heard the story so many times, we know about all how He walked in, and He didn't just lost His temper immediately. Just coming, He wasn't just a bad day for Jesus. He didn't just wake up
and all the wrong
foot out of the bed and just to go to church now.
Jesus came to church
and
the tafels omgekeerd.
Sitting there, just to see and observe what they are busy doing. How they doing church.
Vat hierdie goed hier weg. Moenie die huis van my Vader 'n besigheidsplek maak nie. Toe het sy disippels daarin gedink dat daar geskrywe staan.
I'm just saying in person for us to visualize that so that we can
die liefde vir die huis verseer my en ek wil pree volgens rondom hierdie last change in ons die liefde vir die huis verseer my
he was
came in there
sat down there you know he pulled the chair out now the priest they're all doing business there
Jesus sitting down here he's just looking at this whole
ek wil vanoggend net 'n eenvoudige woord bring ek is hier om nuwe revelation vir jou vanoggend
nuwe Kaapkruis
en ons het voor die tyd
gebid they sound like a scarf crown. Now I think it must have sounded like that when Jesus is in the temple.
That's all.
So, Paulus skryf, praise God, praise God,
and his doves,
we know all this.
And power.
Huh? And then Jesus just looking at this whole picture. What's wrong with this? Aren't they getting it? This is my Father's house. This is a house of prayer.
In our words and
and he's just otherwise, we taking would be a perfect man, as the Bible says. Up to a point. Then suddenly, Jesus just
skryf, jump up
and he overturns the tables and he chase all the
impartation that I want to give to you.
Everything out of
and impartation. And also
at that moment. And everybody's thinking, what's this man doing? Is he having a manifestation? Or ushers, just take him out. He's disturbing our service.
Younger and ras, and this is rechtig waar. Ons kan nie sê, you know, ons het
but Jesus didn't lose his temper like young men in a moment.
Jesus was just looking at
his whole thing
till he reached that point or that place
where
zeal consumed
him so much.
And
by the way, we were praying beforehand and I'm really trusting God this morning.
Tracy shared there's an
impartation.
Not because of what I say this morning, because
I can promise you I'm not bringing new revelation.
So those of us that want to for a new revelation,
we'll all turn around and then you can disappear and
stop in the temple.
It's just a matter of trusting God to do something in our hearts this morning.
2012 had all a double machine in the
snookertafel. I'm just going to polish some old truths about the church and
Jesus
the passion.
Jesus sit net hier by kant, jy weet, en hy het 'n stoel vir hom dalk nader getrek terwyl hy manne lekker besigheid daar doen, jy weet. En nou is dit kyk hy nie
wat
gebeur hier in die kerk.
Nevertheless,
hoe wou hulle volgens
kerk reach that point where he used
hy
that word
to chase them out of the
hy kyk na waarmee hulle besig is.
Die skaap
consume Jesus.
Spreek maar net van hoe ons
baie keer kerk hou, hoe lyk ons dat Jesus was driven
volgens sê
by something
that Jesus het nie ingestap in die kerk.
He wasn't just a bad day. Jesus was consumed by zeal, by a passion for God's house, by a love for the Father's house. When he's looking at all this,
wat definieer jy as kerk? Wat dryf jou?
You know, it all started.
Hoe voel jy
oor my huis?
To the Old Testament.
En terwyl hy daar sit,
the Israelites they come out
om 'n sweep aan mekaar te weef en dan op 'n plek wat hy kom waar die liefde van God se huis om so verteer dat hy by 'n
kom ons noem dit 'n pastoor kom
Lord spoke to
wat
Moses
is dit hier toe
en nie verder
nie
ek het nog genoeg gesien
tell the people you bring this you bring that and
some
more
by 'n plek wat uit die tafels
you can bring what
you've got gold you all your earrings ladies
gedryf word
deur net jou earrings today
dan besef ons
your rings I know you like that gold and diamond ring but we need that for the temple
he was
by the way we wouldn't pick up such an offering so you can relax okay I'm not preaching on that this morning you don't have to worry that you have to sacrifice your ring today
or that special
earring that you receive from your husband that's not what I want
verloor haar passie
so they all came to that place where they're contributing towards the temple and the building of the temple people offering skills listen yeah I'm an electrician I can do the lights yeah I'm a carpenter I'll do the woodwork
here maar rondom
I recognize what God has placed in me
hoe baie van ons
just bring that to the table I'm going to serve the house of God let me contribute I'm a businessman you know, I made some deals in Egypt back there I made a lot of money I brought that with me or I brought a lot of gold
you know they were supposed to ask that when they left Egypt God had the plan Petrus
sê vir Jesus Jesus actually nooit verloor nie
in the golden calf some of that
ek is met jou
nevertheless they came to that place
the answer
they were contributing and contributing until Jesus place when Moses had to say, or they reached a point where Moses said, listen here,
whoa,
it's enough now. We've got enough money now, we've got enough gold, we've got enough wood here, there's enough people working here. I don't need any more electricians, I've got enough carpenters, there's enough ushers here now, there's enough people that's doing the sound. Can you just stop for a moment? God's house is so blessed now
that
we just have to say no for a moment.
And interessant genoeg,
Dat ou Petrus wat gesê het,
reach Here nooit yet nie again.
Ek sal u dien, ek sal u nooit teleurstel nie. Ek is hier.
I pray God that it will happen again.
Ek kan
as a church
and we will flourish so much.
I'm the one.
The house of God.
I take it on.
They will reach that place
for Petrus.
I don't know. Where are we going to distribute all these funds? Where are we going to? There's not a need. We've covered in our vicinity, in our immediate region. Because we are so consumed by the passion and the zeal for his house that I want to contribute, that I want to offer my skills in where God is. I recognize that God has not placed me on earth for myself and for my own selfish gain and for my own agenda. And bless God where he's placed you. But there's a greater calling on your life than just being there at work. Is to further the kingdom of God.
Net kan wys, weet jy, ek is nie deel
so
van hulle nie.
Nice tabernacle and build the temple eventually. Solomon.
Nou het hy 3 jaar saam met Jesus gewandel.
Hier ek sal nooit teleurstel nie. Ek sal nooit van daai vuur af wegloop nie. Die passie sal nie doodgaan in my nie.
Offer it unto God. You know, in today's money gedeelte rondom hierdie skrif van
just bringing sacrificing unto God.
Die liefde vir die huis verteer my verwys terug na die Ou Testament wanneer die Israeliete uit Exodus af wanneer hulle
man the tendency, you know, when it goes good,
Moses, ek wil hê julle moet my tabernakel bou.
We struggle with that one, hey?
Dankie.
The kings, we read those chapters.
And we blame them. Hoorie, ons het mense nodig. Wat kan help by die kerk? Ons het mense nodig.
God is blessing you now.
Ons het mense nodig wat goud bring. Ons het mense nodig wat silver. Ons het mense nodig wat kan hout kap.
All those chapters. Then this one served God with all his heart. Then his son came after him. He served him a little bit. But then he fell into idolatry. Then the one after him is even worse. Then the one after him, he came and he restored him.
So we have all this evil cycle
until a place where God said, well, this is
Moses would say, where
he whipped, ons het nou he used another whip this time.
Moet nie meer 10 betaal, asseblief. Moet nie meer goud bring nie. Moet nie meer hout bring nie. Ons het nou genoeg mense wat in die kerk werk. Die Here dat
dit al die grond
wat ons sal gebeur. Voordat ons hemel toe
gaan,
dat die kerk so by 'n plek sal wees in oorvloed. Waar ons passie ons so verteer.
Gives them a
dat ons vir plek moet kom en sê, okay,
from the king there and he sends them back to Jerusalem
meer,
start building the temple.
Hier is meer nood hier buite nie. Ons het so versprei al.
Our New Year's resolution 2013.
We will build the church for you. We will build the temple. We will contribute. God, I would not let you down. I'm him. Passion. I've got passion. God, use me.
They all started off the young and the old.
And then halfway through the whole thing,
I like konings. Ek verstaan dit nie. Stop. En tog maak ons dieselfde foute van
die hele ding.
As dit goed gaan,
is just the temple is just halfway.
Al is dit van al die konings.
The young people look at people around him, the enemies,
en is heeltyd
hier. They discourage. The job is too big. Oh, the walls are too high. The foundations we have to, you know, deep deep. All that. The old people look at the old. They know what the old temple was like.
Oh,
we'll never have a temple like that. Never. We can try, but it will never be like that. So now we all just have a pity party. We just complain. We just, you know, so dissatisfied and discouraged. And we'll just leave the whole thing. People are not coming to church.
The church is not growing.
And then, and oh, it's been a hard 70
year. Kom here and then
I just leave the man op,
carry on with the ones that are here and just carry
on. Nachai begin, die profeet toe begin praat met hulle.
And I say for hulle, where it is time to speak to them. And say, listen, it's time.
At the last
look at my house,
look at the situation.
I'm not saying your house
in the ancient
one, by the way. I'm talking about the passion. Now begin,
and gaan terug hier Jerusalem toe. And begin die tempel.
He says, look at my house.
Look at the condition of the temple.
Jy weet, en dan begin hulle nou paneled houses. Kop af.
You look
at 'n nuwe visie oor 'n nuwe plan.
Dis nie net 'n 13 lê
voor ons. Here, ons gaan hierdie
stad
in besit
neem.
Ons gaan
nice
jacuzzi.
Ons gaan dit opbou. Ons is hier. Ons is Petrus.
You know, and
Here ons sal hier
stel.
Not that God doesn't want
to have that and
not to bless us, I'm not preaching against that.
Don't worry.
En dan begin hulle en hulle
bou. Saying your priorities are not right. You're concerned about all of that. While your heart is not at the place where it's supposed to be first.
In my house.
En ek kan maar net dink, jy weet daar verskeie redes vir die Bybel sê hoekom hulle
and it's easy in today's life to get that distorted.
Ek glo dit was die ouer generasie.
To lose that
ouer generasie dalk
for a moment that passion for a moment.
Na die ou tempel.
Jesus
in so teleurgestel geraak.
Desire by that
die huidige tempel kyk en kyk.
And the moment we lose that, well, Satan knows that. He knows.
Silver and kyk hoe lyk hierdie pilare. Gaan ons ooit klaar kry met die werk?
His heart is beating.
En die jonger generasie raak bang vir die vyande wat hulle rondom hulle sien.
Dan kom hulle op 'n plek wat hulle net
discourage us, let us lose our
flame,
maar die hele tempel se
lose our passion, lose our zeal. We just do the same thing over and over. We just worship the same way. By the way, last Sunday we had a sitting strange situation. We had a lady that manifested in church.
Now, not going to be able to how the manifestation took place, but
a
lot of us, you know, suddenly, now we're used to our way of worship.
And then suddenly this lady manifested.
Like my eyes,
not manifested bad.
People like my eyes, just unknown to some of us.
I see some of the children in the parents take the children out.
And for a moment, I must admit, as a pastor, I'm saying, okay, God, is this from you? Is this not you? Just
talk to me quickly now to take control.
And need to just think, God, just relax.
Just relax and observe now.
I'm not saying
that you was necessarily that the manifestation was from God,
but God used this whole situation
to minister to us.
And by the way, forget about her.
So iemand woon
iewers. I want to talk to you,
to us as a congregation.
And
what kind of worship are you bringing me?
Iemand in die gemeente, jy weet dit.
You see, we can become so used in doing the same thing over and over. We come to God, we bring the same kind of worship unto Him, our hearts. We don't even think about it anymore. We just do the thing. And Tuesday morning, the same, God started ministering to us about that.
We didn't even
pray. God just said, listen, yeah, I want you just to worship me. And when you worship me, ask myself, ask yourself, examine yourself this morning, and then you go home. What kind of worship are you bringing me?
Look at what you've placed on the altar.
Terwyl ons die Here net soek, die Here kom.
Look at my worship.
Ons moet nie geld najag
nie. Have I become so used to worshiping God in a certain way
op God
that when things outside my or things happen outside my box,
dan doen hy daar goed.
And I'm suddenly feeling uncomfortable.
Maar ons focus
easy fast in ons passie
in even in a charismatic church.
Even
in
church drive, we think it's lively.
Moet die huis van die Here wees. Dit waaroor
and yes, there's place for all those things.
And yes, there needs to be order in all of those.
Yes, I can feel that.
They will be precise.
But God just used that
just
to, for me to reflect my own way of worshiping unto Him, bringing that unto God.
Without just coming and entering into His presence, without still mark, I said, even thinking,
I
used
this example in the first service
about the guests, so allow me to share that with you again.
When
I want to
mismoedig ons het hard gewerk jare en hier
jy kan
Here gaan ons nou ooit groei en
ag Here waar het jy hom
wanneer
sitting there I know you can't see him but is the invisible man
nou but
kyk na die vorige
it's turn up a little bit late this morning for church
en ek wil sê baie keer kom ons by einde van die jaar ons
hier vol dis Here
is dit soveel ingesit
I didn't have
en ek vir inteendeel
a bed at home there
as ek met Karel selfs gaan kyk in die nuwe gesig
he's willing to go wherever we
say die Here het
this morning if you got a spare bed at home just
gedoen.
Just take him around, show him a little bit what Windhoek is like. His name is Jesus, by the way.
Sorry, let me just introduce you.
This is Jesus. This is a congregation.
But
he wants to go with you. He's never been to Windhoek. Can you show him around Windhoek in the center of town? And then you just come
the rest of the time. Just take him with you to all the other activities.
Have a fun time. And then you can come back next week.
What is the Afrikaanse word for rejoice?
That would
happen to me.
For that what I do here.
Ja, wat ek sê is 'n short notice.
On a Sunday morning.
Voordat ek verder gaan en nie.
You know what I'll have to do? I'll have to send my wife back home in the first service.
Ek wil vir oggend aan
julle. Can you just clear up everything at home, you know?
A gas.
Make up the beds. Just make sure there are no dishes.
Hè?
Huh?
En iemand saam met my.
Sunday mornings are rough sometimes just to get the kids out of bed, just get them all ready for church.
When you have guests over and you just try and make sure that everything is tidy and neat, you know.
So Jesus gets there eventually and
ons is nou nie voorbereid.
Fortunately my wife
got in time there to clear up a little bit and
make sure he's got in
the guest room is ready for him.
Sunday night we're just watching a movie as normal.
Say name is Jesus. Will you any form us a brief for the
DVD?
Let him know what you
do. Or just watch
any other program.
And just have family time. I don't know.
If it was a movie, I don't know what
you watch now. Like Windhoek.
And then
you'll be careful what we watch now.
Weer volgende week.
Not even any.
I'm just saying.
As dit op my met my moet gebeur, met ons gebeur op 'n
Sondagoggend.
Dan moet ek my vrou huis toe stuur vroeër.
Although the Holy Spirit
is die Afrikaanse diens om die huis in die kant te kry. Van Sondagoggende.
Monday morning.
Met kinders en al.
Tuesday morning.
Is dit nie van die beste tye in ons huishouding? Almal skarrel net by die kerk te kom en die beddens is half opgemaak.
Tuesday morning.
School moet staan daar. En ek weet dis 'n party van ons wat dalk kan identifiseer met ons.
Oh, I hear the alarm going off in the room.
Jy weet, nou is Jesus saam. Ons maak die plek gou mooi
in die kant
sleeping as gaste kry.
Why is it getting up so early?
Leefbaar, like please.
Don't wake up the rest of the house.
Nou sit ons gesels, ons kuier net so
Jesus Listen here, do you want to go with me?
Ek wonder net wat ons Sondag aan sal kyk op.
Where you going? No, I'm going to
Jesus. Net.
Oh God,
no, wat hy saam met ons kyk.
Not today, I had a rough night last night.
Ons sal nou skielik surely will understand. I'm a parent.
Age restriction of dan wat ons
doe the other day.
Was weer nie baie.
Not Tuesday, it's not my strength. I'm not an early morning person.
Kom.
Hey.
And Jesus off to the
coffee drink.
Bible says in actual fact.
En
Sinsdagoggend lêk
many times early in the morning. So I'm not saying that laat, it's wrong to spend time. Ek weet
teen 5:00 en weet julle is dit 6:00. Jy by 5:00 gaan die wekker af. And so he goes come back Tuesday, Wednesday night. Jesus getting ready, had a shower early.
Where are you after Jesus?
Yeah. I'm just, I mean, I got home just now. I'm tired, you know, I had a busy day at school. I just want to chill, relax, having a time with the family now. Jesus on his way. No, I'm going to home cell. What's home cell? No,
it's my brother.
Just have fellowship, accountability, relationship. We talk about certain things.
No,
Jesus, that's not for me. I'm not that kind of person. I don't open up too much. I love coming to church on Sunday. But don't go that close.
Later.
I don't like sharing too much, you know. I'm a kind of a private person. And by the way, I'm so busy. I have a rough day at work. It's busy day. Surely you will understand
my
heart.
Bless
you, Jesus. See you.
See you later.
The last thing that I know is I'm going to go.
I have only time with my family.
Oh,
and going to practice.
Jesus,
okay,
man,
but I those of us like me who can't play, you don't have to feel guilty. Okay,
this one, I'm taking using example.
Ek wil op setting up the stage.
Woensdag aand, dis klein Saterdag aand.
Ons gaan nou 'n braaitjie maak.
I like this coming thing. This is
definitely
nice.
That
the way I understand church is just coming to church, enjoy the message. God bless me. I'm so blessed. I'll walk out of this service this week. I'm so charged up.
Net asseblief vir my vra om iets vir die kerk te doen.
Giving you something that you can bring, like the people.
The
skills you need, there's a gift inside of you that I want to use. Jesus was consumed by something.
He was consumed
by a zeal
for
the house of God.
And it's important for us this morning
that we are consumed with the same kind of zeal, for the same kind of love that God's got for His church. First of all, when we read in Ephesians 5:23, we see that Jesus says, for the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, and He's the Savior of the body. Is it the word or the definition of church? The Greek word is ekklesia.
Of is it iwers net?
Now the Dyke Bible explains it this way. He says, it's an assembly of citizens summoned by a crier to a place of counsel to transact business. In other words, when we are here as a church, we're doing business. We're not just here for a nice ride. We're doing the Father's business. We're here to transact business. When God sends us out this week, we're doing business. We should see ourselves as businessmen for the kingdom of God. God has placed us strategically at that place to do business for His kingdom. So that His kingdom may come wherever we are. And He is the head this morning. He compares this relationship with the one between a husband that is the head of the wife. And it brings me also to 25. Verse 25 that it says, husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for her.
In other words,
our love, we cannot say, have you ever heard people saying this to you? Yeah, I love Christ, but I just don't like the church. I've heard it a lot of times. When people say to me, you know, the church, they're so full of hypocrites.
Of kerk,
I just don't want to go to church. I love God and I serve God. Then I would say to somebody, you know, there's always place for one more.
Because
we all know in part, we all see in part, and we all are broken in some another way. How can we expect the church to be a perfect place?
And
if I'm not perfect, you're not perfect, and we're all just a bunch of imperfect people just worshipping God and say, God, help us to get there one day. And if Christ says He loves the church so much, then our love cannot be in contradiction with His love. If Christ says, I love the church, I gave my life so that we can have a church this morning, so that I can have a family, how can I say I love Christ but I do not love His body?
That means
that gered word is His zeal, the passion that needs to consume us. It's purchased, 1 Corinthians 6:11 says, but you were washed, you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God.
Christ,
and it boils down to this. Christ purchased you, He sanctified and cleansed us for His offering. That means you and me do not belong to ourselves. We belong to Christ. Dan sê hy in
practical speaking,
Efesiërs 5 vers 25, julle moet julle vroue lief hê soos Christus.
We don't have to.
So hy vergelyk,
but if we want to walk in the spirit, as he says, wanneer 'n
man en vrou vergelyk dit met die verhouding wat Christus
in die kerk. It's up to us whether we want to live that life.
Moet ek en jy
vir die huis we live according to the spirit, where we live as if
ons sê net vir mekaar,
we are owned by Christ.
Jy moet net leef
soos
en as geen ander kerk daar buite en weet jy
Isaiah 4 verse 5 says then the Lord will create over every dwelling place of Mount Zion and above
there is a cloud and smoke by day and the shining of a flaming fire by night
for all over the glory there will be a covering,
that word covering
piece in the whole puzzle.
Have you ever heard that you're moving out of the covering,
or we refer to covering as church,
that's what he's referring to.
We need
Shofar Namibia.
We just, for some another reason, we like these kings.
We have this ability sometimes just to go off track.
Christus, that I lift
it. The Lord comes to Peter and says, Peter, listen here.
So by the way, tonight before the rooster crows,
you will deny me 3 times.
No, no, Lord, this can't be me.
No, I've been with you 3 years. I tell you, Lord, it's definitely, you've made a mistake.
Maar
can't be me.
Gekoppel word aan die I'll not deny you, God.
Dis die onder recovering van iemand.
No,
dis
Peter,
nie daar
prayed for you.
Twee by mekaar kan bring nie.
Satan,
want Christus sê,
ask that he can sift you. No, I prayed for you.
No, God, no, you got it wrong. I gave my heart. I'm passionately here. I'll not lose my passion.
Vriende wat ons het ken.
Little bit later.
Kom. Dis
hours before,
they were all happy in the, all not happy,
they were
not all in the Garden of Gethsemane, and Jesus is at a place of praying unto the Father, sweating, his blood became as like blood,
he sweat and other bedieningen,
stumbling a little bit,
so
the disciples, they're all there in their corner,
warming themselves at their fire,
ons is nou betrokke by hierdie kamp en
falling asleep.
And then eventually when Judas came and he betrayed Jesus, they scattered, leave the place. And then a few hours later,
we
find Peter.
You say the right thing, but you know in the spirit
you found him
in
the fire of the servants of the high priest.
Just warming himself.
Oh Peter, that said, I'll never deny you, Lord.
Now I'm
suddenly at a different fire.
Oh God,
I just hear
him.
All of them just left Jesus like that.
All the passion, all the time
they went with him. The people that walked with him
close to close, close eye to eye.
You vergelijk die kerk met die bruid.
And we have the privilege of having actually the
Holy Spirit bruid, kom terug vir die kerk.
Closer. I know we just don't pursue that relationship.
That subtle deception that's coming in.
But Mark means a loss.
Many of us, we
desire a loss van die liefde en die
passie vir die huis van die Here.
Person.
And yes, they had him in person.
Yet they still.
Peter messed up.
Organisasie onder wie staan die organisasie?
Now he's warming himself at the fire.
Ja, wie is julle?
And there's a little servant's guild.
Ons is seven soos hy sê,
looking at moon op hierdie stadium. Ons al die manne by mekaar kry. En oor sekere goed begin praat. In die lig bring.
You just talk like him. You act like him.
Ons
No, it's not me.
And Peter
goes like that just to prove himself wrong.
Oh, prove them wrong.
Ons sulke goed hoor, dan moet ons hardloop.
And he denies Jesus.
Die Here sien hulle en ons moet net bid en sê Here, maak
hier oop. Zeal, that passion.
Ek het vanoggend hier om oor die tyd oor daai deel te praat hier. Ek praat net
voor. Where are we standing this morning?
Met u oor die feit dat Christus is lief vir die kerk.
Quickly, I want to look at the first church.
Christus het 'n passie vir die kerk.
Wanneer hy in die tempel gesit het, is dit iets wat hom verteer het.
En as ek en jy ons liefde vir die huis van die Here verloor,
why or how are
dan is daar
rooi ligte
wat begin flikker.
When we go in Acts 6, verse 4, we see, but we will give ourselves continue to pray into the ministry of the word.
Dan is dit tyd dat ek
kan,
ons kan nie kerk, ons
kan nie. I'll tell you, I'm not going to bring you new stuff. It's just the love of the word. Psalm 119, David writes about that. And he talks about this love of the word.
Moet soms na onself kyk as kerk en sê, weet jy,
hoe kan ons dit this way?
Beter maak vir mense van die wêreld.
Quality time in the word.
Hoe gaan ons daai visse vang?
Hoe gaan ons die aas
verander? Amazing time.
Maar baie vind dit
in prayer.
Dis vanoggend maar ons eie harte wanneer ons so
Bible sê.
Nou moet ons net ons kamer deur trek.
Cornelius was a devout man. And his prayers came up as an
passie. Watter vuur het ek in die brand gesteek en ek staan hier vanoggend by u vuur.
As a remembrance.
Maar ek staan by 'n ander vuur. Daar's 'n ander passie in my lewe vanoggend. Wat my dryf.
Have you stacked up so many prayers for your loved ones and for those ones that you know
Christus
that are busy dying, that's busy going down the wrong path, that is stacked up in heaven, that it will come up as a memorial before God in those times when I'm maybe tired, when I'm just not there, that those prayers will come up.
What kind of prayer life
do I have this morning? What kind of time do I? What do I do when God talks to me? Am I like a man that do I tremble at His word? You see, it's nothing to hear from God. It's what we do with what we hear.
There's
a lot of us here.
My kids talks to us all the time.
But we want to be, need to be that servant that trembles at the word of God. It still excites me. That's why I guess intercession is the highlight of my week. And God comes and He talks to us. Sometimes it's not nice things. Sometimes it's just honest. But God doesn't come to bring condemnation, to make us just feel bad and we walk out of here and we had a bad service and God just feels so bad. I'm such a bad sinner.
No,
Jesus never leaves us at that place. God is so honest with us.
He's so passievol oor sy kerk.
By the way, if God asks us something, it's not because He doesn't know.
Dat hy sy kerk verdedig.
And this what are you doing? Van why are you here?
I wonder altijd wat bedoel is met jy staan
nie op God doesn't know that.
Ek en jy, it's just that ons
we need to ask ourselves that question.
Mense nodig om wie ons kan aanspreeklik.
God wants us to know.
And is die duivel dit kan kom afwater?
Want as jy net spending time with me.
Dan kan ons maar net ons kan die naam ook weggooi. Ons hoef nie onder 'n kers
naam. Have you got a meaningful time with God? Where you looking forward to?
Where you spend time with Him?
Are we struggling with that? I find it in our congregation. The people just sometimes, the men especially, they struggle with this one. An ordinary thing like spending time in the Word and in prayer.
Now
we just don't get to that. And that's the foundation of it all before we even go to that further.
Let's just leave
where we fuel ourselves.
Kom ons praat nou oor hierdie goed wat ons het. Kom my broer, ek kom jou praat
om dit te sê, weet jy. It's such a privilege to be in your presence. I share this example, you know. Sometimes it's okay. You don't have to read your Bible. Let me just add and finish my sentence before you think I'm preaching something off. Yeah.
It only happens when
I'm talking about when we spend time with God.
Relationship strength to speak into.
Yes, there's times when we can spend time and read our Bible most of the times, probably, and pray. But there's times when you're so in love with God, like with your husband or your wife this morning, that you would know that it's just good to be in each other's presence. God, I'm just going to sit here this morning. I've made me a cup of coffee.
We build relationship strength
this morning.
God, it's just,
I just reflect upon your goodness. Thank you for what you do for my family. Thank you for who we are. Thank you for who we are. And God, allow God to impart that into you. His goodness.
There's
nothing that can replace that. There's the word of God and all that. Just being in His presence. On Tuesday morning, I had such a time afterwards after our intercession. And I'm just going alongside the beach. And just with the dog.
With the community.
I'm just there with God and just enjoying the nature and just enjoying it. It's just amazing.
Richting gesit en sê Here, okay.
So good. Thank you for
ons
your goodness.
Thank you for you. Ons is hier besig met ons dingetjie. En ons wil meer heilig raak. Ons wil nader aan U beweeg. Maar wat doen ons vir die gemeenskap?
Wants us to enjoy Him.
En het ons daai relationship strength volgend in die gemeenskap.
Om in te kan spreek. Upon them all,
so tyd gelede in die intersessie.
They witnessed.
Een oggend, 'n paar maande gelede.
My friends, I know we struggle with that time many times. We've got the fear of man inside of us. And we struggle to witness, to share, to make that a culture in our lives where we just continuously and spontaneously.
Is that the right English? Crime and all that.
Share about what God has done for us in our family. That needs to be a culture. That needs to be a lifestyle. Where we brag about our God, not about me, not about what I've accomplished, that's nothing, but what God has done in my life for my children. It's just amazing how our children are like sponsor, what's the word, sponge, is that the, the other day we had children's church, and one of the kids, they were talking about heaven and hell. And this one kid, he grabbed it so much, he took this whole message to school. And it upset one of the parents that doesn't believe in this. So I'm just thanking God, thank you for children that's so hungry, they're willing to take the message out there. And us, you know, we adults, we get offended, or the parent got offended. The other day, our little or oldest girl, we lost our, my wife, we had a stillborn.
Dis een van daai dae, ek sê vir my vrou, jy weet jy lag, ek raak nou van.
We went into the hospital and expecting the baby got there and then we realized there's no heartbeat. So there was a dark time in our lives, but God used that and thankfully by the grace of God we didn't had any bitterness towards that, we just allowed, but it was a painful process. Nevertheless, and we had a name in Christian. So we tell them that they've got a baby brother in heaven all the time so that they know. So they know Christian is in heaven already and we're going to go there one day, and so we all talk about this often.
And,
so out of this same sermon, heaven and hell,
she sat in the children's
Sunday school there.
And she came out and
she said to Johanri, my wife, she said, I know we were told we can't take anything to heaven and hell, just ourselves.
And to herinner it my son, what the word say, wanneer ons by iets opdaag,
can I take Christian steady for him so that he has it there? God, thank you for children. Thank you for that pureness in children. For that place where they just take it up and they witness and they talk about these things. Many of us, we struggle with the fear of man. We struggle with that. We're afraid to share. What will somebody think of me if I really testify now? And yes, we need to use wisdom. That's why, you know, God used the old and the young. When we just come to Christ, we're so on fire, and I just want to save the world, and I run at bunker, and God wants to serve you, you know, and we're so on fire, and God use us. But sometimes we just don't use wisdom. We go and we witness and we, sometimes we're just not moving in the spirit and we offend people left, right. And God is using that, bless that. But then when we get older, we get so reserved in our place that sometimes we fall short of testifying. And we got more wisdom now along the way after we burned our hands and fingers a few times. But we tend to become a bit more reserved. And God needs to use it too.
My liefde
to pollinate, to support one another in that one. Because the old can do with a little bit of fire, and the young can do with a little bit of wisdom. Wing. But it should become a culture, the witness thing, when we talk about God. We've got a wall at the church there, which we just recently started. Where's testimonies? We put it in a frame and say, if you've got a testimony, come and put it up on the wall. Come share about that. Thank you, by the way. We had one of our congregation members here that was lying in the hospital 2 weeks ago. And some of you went to visit
him
and came back and he testified
of that fact that the family that just surrounded him, just prayed for him,
he fell off.
Dis net 'n bietjie te vroeg vir my.
A lot into the adventure vorentoe, thing. As die kinders dalk bietjie groter is. Wall, had a blackout.
Ek kan vir jou nou sê.
Fell 2 meters.
Dit is so.
Broke one of his at the back here one of
die laaste Dinsdagoggend. Ek sou die mekaar toe wakker word. Ek weet nie wat se dag dit is nie. Ek weet hoekom my wekker so vroeg afgaan het.
90% of the people that had that same injury.
Hoekom my vroeg afgegaan
het. Maar ek never walk again. It's a miracle that you're walking.
My persoonlike.
And people just around him, the family was just there for him.
My persoonlike hoogtepunt.
And he testified last Sunday about God's goodness. Healing. The fact that he's walking at this moment
is
just a miracle for God that needs to be
a culture.
Not something we hide and we
testing,
and here is the young core. I don't know if he shared this message with you
in
March.
My pa had my gepraat.
We need to create that place in our home or at work where people will ask us, what's that?
Now, you know what?
That's when God saved me. This is when God used that situation and then you testify. We put Jesus out there so people will ask us. The Bible talks about when people see your good works, they will ask you. If people do not ask us anymore, we know there's something they don't see. They need to see. The world need to see why I'm different.
What is met Christus? Daai verliefdheid wat ons met hom het om ons Here, dit is so lekker net. Jy al soveel tyd met hom spandeer wat jy soms. En jy weet dit vanoggend as jy getroud is.
But some of us
that it lekker is soms met jou man of jou vrou te wees. Bin een vir wie jy lief is, jou kinders.
KGB.
Sonder om iets te sê. Is net lekker om hier te wees.
What's the other
saam met jou te wees.
CIA.
Niks te sê nie. Ons is net by mekaar.
We serve God. We have this holy gathering here.
Ons is houding met die Here wat jy ook net
walk out of that door.
More Bible lesie.
I've got this on the secret service. At work nobody knows I'm a servant of God.
I'm
not saying don't honor the people that we work with. There's a place where I
stopped in his ear.
But we're not called to be
submarines. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
What's that thing that came up
out of the water?
And in a week we go underwater again.
Die eerste kerk.
God wants us to be a battleship.
And we are on the ship with a mission
for his kingdom. We've got a passion and a zeal that's consuming us. We're here to further his kingdom. God, I'm not shy. I've got no shame. Who my savior? I'm thankful. God, I just want to share that with people around him. Because I know who I was when I was lost. I know what I've been saved of. That's why the Bible says those that are saved of a lot of things, they are much more thankful. And somebody once said,
you know, he wishes he was a worse sinner. You know.
So you can just be more thankful towards God. Because it is,
no?
Sometimes when we think we were okay, you know, God
just
came along and God saved me and I'm here.
We tend to
brand.
Of us is
ons maar holy, you know,
yellow submarine Christians.
That needs to be a culture.
Song, thankfulness song
spreads over into witness.
God, I just so thankful. Look at my family. Look at my children. They're serving you. God, I thank you. It's not through me. It's for you that imparts into them. I thank you, God. I want to share that. I want to make sure that my neighbors know about this. I want to know, sure, that my colleagues know about this. What I've received.
Agents at work. People need to wonder if we are Christians, you know.
So continuing daily with
terwyl God ons geroep het om gevegskepe te wees,
om
daar te sê is dis 'n bewater met 'n missie, met 'n passie, met 'n liefde vir Christus se huis, vir sy koninkryk.
Dis die Here.
How pleasant it is when brothers dwell together in
unity. Nie is 'n duikboot hier as 'n gevegskep. Korea is een van die vinnigste groeiende lande wat sendelinge uitstuur. In die laaste tyd het hulle meer as 20,000 sendelinge in 169 lande gestuur. Hulle reken in jaar 2020 gaan Korea Amerika verbygaan in terme van die hoeveelheid
what it breaks down to, the sendlinge wat lyk.
Wanneer ons as kerk hierdie opdrag gaan uitvoer,
any unforgiveness, bitterness, towards a brother,
by to ons series,
and a sister,
apart from the fact that I'm
put myself in a prison,
as ons 'n missie het,
and we know about that, we can preach a lot about unforgiveness,
I also withhold the fullness of the blessing
from the group,
where God has placed
me. This is what ons daar gaan doen.
And God, I don't want to be a stumbling block for that.
Glo die Here,
God help me in die mense.
But I would lay down any bitterness or any offense,
ek het weer hierdie
so that we can receive the fullness.
Ek seks was 15.
En ek weet die mense aan daai kant is geseën alles. Maar ek is meer geseën wat saam gegaan het in ons reis. Net deur hierdie ervaring om uit te stap buite ons
read and all we sat in the council looking steadfastly at him. So his face.
Handelinge 2 vers 46.
Hulle het almal elke dag getrou by die tempel bymekaar gekom van huis tot huis die gemeenskaplike maaltyd.
Hulle kos met blydskap
en stok en hulle eenvoud geëet.
En dan Psalm 133 praat van
eenheid.
Hoe lieflik is
being stoned
in sister Sam.
The Bible says that his face say, those that look at him.
Think of that
wanneer ons daai
plek kom
waar daar nie onvergifnis
en offenses
like goed is ons sien ons is in eenheid.
Saul
the man that God would use.
Ons is dit olie wat afloop.
Few years later
is die volheid van sy seun in die laaste punt
standing there next to Stephen.
Handelinge 6 vers 15.
Holding the clothes of those that stoning Stephen.
To all die lede van die raad
stap en stoning sit
en kyk Stephen se gesig soos die van 'n engel.
Praying for them, God, I pray for these people.
En weet jy wat? Wanneer dit hier gebeur,
salvation. Holiness is consumed so much
in that moment
om te kruisig.
When the world comes against him,
is able
to
stand
firm. Die klere vashou van hulle wat hom kruisig.
Not with bitterness.
Terwyl Stephanus
zeal, that passion, that love of God,
it's consumed him so much
in the praise of that moment.
And I can just imagine
Paul
standing or Saul standing at that moment think
din
for wie hy lief is.
Apparently we save the same serve the same God, we serve a God but
skyn
this is not the same God, the God I serve.
And I can't
the one he's serving because he's busy praying for us.
Hierdie fariseer,
hierdie
man wat nou vir God
believe something
in my kerk
stuck in his spirit that morning.
The test me of Stephen
when he was looking at
and I bet my
when Paul was looking at Stephen
busy praying
wat besig is om te kruisig
Stephen ready hating Christ
video of Acts
the holiness
dit kon regkry
of sal kan regkry
zeal
terwyl
hy hulle
besig is om hy te stenig
when the world looks at the
glory van die Here so
uit my straal
can they see the power
can they see Here so
what consumes you
that is just an angel
in with the story
straal uit
terwyl
years ago in America in
sy
the Houston Chronicle
sy heiligheid
there was a photo of a lady
Christus heiligheid in hom
and a young man
who like
on the bed of an hospital bed
who like
a young man was lying on the
hospital bed
waar klop
jou the lady volgend.
The photo that was taken
by her head
was on his chest
the klop
for e
and what many doesn't know is that
it is so paar jaar gelede in Amerika
died earlier that day
in a motor car accident. His heart was donated to that young man. And he was implanted in that young man. And underneath that photo,
what
was written, she's listening
to
the heartbeat
of
her only son. In a scene,
I don't know
about you, but that's what Jesus came to do for us. God came to do for us.
He
came to the world to impart that, the heartbeat,
in honor of his
only son.
Stana, she's listening to
what
the
world.
The
what would Jesus do?
Or
what
by any
he puts his ear this morning
to my heart,
to
this
church,
to us as a congregation,
to us as a movement.
And he was a skinker.
Would he hear?
His heart is uitgehaal and oorgeplant.
That's all my heart is beating for. Nothing else.
And our young man.
Just Jesus.
Not the world.
And honor
the
world. Stana,
yes, she's God, thank you for my family, but my family.
To the heartbeats for you, Jesus.
Of her only son.
Passion for you.
And this is what Christ has come.
Let's close our eyes.
When God has come, het hy sy hart
uitgehaal
en in die kerk sit en sy klop.
We sometimes just lose it. We sometimes our vision gets distorted.
Ek wonder as Christus vandag
we place other things
sy hart,
of sy oor
above the love and zeal for you
in die kerk se hart moet sit.
God, my prayers this morning as we lay
oor teen my hart moet sit vanoggend.
Wat gaan hy oor klop?
Painful experiences we had in the past,
gaan
Lord.
Klop?
Maybe in the church, Lord, Jesus, we got hurt. Maybe we were disappointed, Lord, and we just stepped away. Or maybe
family,
we just got tired along the way, God. We just want
to
lay it down at the cross this morning. Say, God, would you come and restore your heartbeat inside of us, Lord? And God, as I stand before you this morning myself, Lord, I want more of that. Lord, I know that as we get fitter for you, Lord, our heartbeat, the rate changes as well. God, will you change that this morning?
Said it.
So that when you put your ear to my heart, to our hearts this morning,
the
only thing that you will hear,
he's the heartbeat.
Thyself the liefde of your son.
Die liefde vir u huis,
amen.
Die liefde vir u bruid.
Here, neem ons in besit vanoggend. Konverteer ons met daardie liefde vanoggend. Here, ek bid dat daardie liefde, heilige vuur sal wees
vanoggend
wat kom brand, Here.
Not elke onsyde. Has not had their heart operation.
Ons kom reinig, Here.
That you have not so come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord.
Waar ons harte klop net vir u. Here, wanneer ons kom aan die einde van hierdie jaar waar ons moeg is, miskien is daar goed in ons wat ons saam met ons dra, wat ons net vanoggend wil kom neem
en sê, Here, being changed
my hart
net
weer klop soos dit moet klop
vir u
huis.
Geen met
daardie passie. Miskien is ek vanoggend hier en dat is nog seer in my verlede. Kerk het my teleurgestel. Leiers het my teleurgestel. Here, ek wil dit vanoggend net kom
neerlee.
Here, ek dank u vir u genade wat vanoggend nie is. Ek dank u dat u vanoggend kom en net kom herstel.
Specifically if this
die daai klop weer vanoggend, my hart klop net weer vinniger. Here, kom fiks maak vir u koninkryk.
You've lost this connection with God.
Many are called,
but few are chosen.
Here, mag ek een van daardie
wees. Just say, God, I
wat u vind, Here, as getrou, as 'n
getroue dienaar.
Here, dis my gebed vir elkeen van ons.
You can't wait to spend time with the Lord.
And the Lord.
You can't wait
Amen.
To pray for Him. You can't wait to hear from Him. So, and that's something I think I just feel in my heart right now. If you've never heard from the Lord, you're sitting here thinking, what is this man talking of? How can God speak to you? I just want to tell you that God can speak to you. Through a voice that you can specifically hear, to a still small voice that you hear in your heart.
You feel your passion is
something that you can't even tell them, but they just know it's God's voice for them. En dit is maar hoor jou gesindheid is nie reg nie.
There's an open invitation
and if there's any prayer that you require. I know there was
think Jesus jou sal sou dit tyd het vir oggend.
Saskia, what was the
healing? As jy nie daai passie het nie en jy soek dit.
So as if that's still that is you but something that
see dat ons dit
lees in your heart right now.
Ons kry dit van ons
please just don't run away.
We would really love to pray with you.
En ons kan net vra dat hy dit in jou hart sal plaas.
We'll be here in front
me and in your heart plaas kan iemand
dit daar. Thank you for your word.
So ons het daai passie gehad en soms is dit
jy laai passie wat ek sê
thank you that you were here. God bless you today and the week ahead.
We look forward to seeing you next week again.
Ongelooflike begeerte om u te soek in die oggend.
Just pray. Father God, we just thank you Lord for the opportunity Lord just to
just for your combat kom
just to hear about your passion Lord. Just the way that you lived it Father. We just want to emulate that example Lord God.
Of living asbief nie reg hart ons wil graag
not be bound by our fears of men Lord or what we think what people may think of us Lord God but that we just lay down our lives, Lord God. Just say, Lord, that
if you are for us, Lord, who can be against us, Lord? And you sacrificed yourself on a cross, Lord. How can I just be quiet, Lord? How can I just sit there and not do anything, Lord? Lord, we ask that you stir that passion in our hearts. Stir that passion in our hearts, not only for you, but for your house as well, Lord God. That you can use us, whatever you call us, Lord. That you can do whatever you call us for our hands to be used, Lord. That you can use it, Lord. That we can be your hands and feet, Father. We just praise your awesome name, Lord Jesus, and just for everything that you've done for us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Do you want to worship? Thank you.
Look at the soul.